At the top of the news this Wednesday evening, Pope Benedict XVI today celebrated Mass in St. Peter's Square to mark the third anniversary of the passing of Pope John Paul II. Lydia O'Kane reports. In pace factus
est, locus est. It may have been 3 years since the passing of Pope John Paul II, but judging by the thousands of people who packed St. Peter's Square to mark this third anniversary, his popularity was still very much in evidence. A river of cardinals and bishops processed through the pilgrims, many of whom were from the late pontiff's homeland, Poland. Clearly visible, too, were banners paying tribute to Pope John Paul II, some with his image, others with the profound words he used, like, "Don't be afraid." Pope Benedict, who had presided over his predecessor's funeral mass in 2005, on Wednesday celebrated the mass to mark the third anniversary of his death. The Holy Father, dressed in red and gold vestments, greeted the crowds as he made his way to the altar in front of St. Peter's Basilica.
Riviviamo con emozione le ore di quel sabato sera.
In his homily, Pope Benedict recalled that unforgettable night when Pope John Paul II departed from this life. "We relive," he said, "with emotion the hours of that Saturday evening when the news of the death was given to the crowds of people gathered in prayer in St. Peter's Square. For days after, the Vatican Basilica and this square really were the heart of the world. An unbroken river of pilgrims filed past the body of this venerated pontiff, and his funeral marked a further outpouring of esteem and affection." Pope Benedict went on to recall the words of St. Paul about the suffering Jesus. "If we die with him, we will also live with him. If we persevere with him, we will also reign with him." Since he was a child, the Holy Father said, Karol Wojtyła had tested the truth of these words, encountering the cross through his life, with his family and with his countrymen. Pope Benedict continued by saying that Pope John Paul II had decided early on to carry that cross together with Jesus, following his footprints.
La misericordia di Dio, lo disse egli stesso, è una chiave di lettura privilegiata del suo pontificato.
The Pope also had a special message during his homily for the participants of the First World Congress of Divine Mercy being held in Rome this week. He said the mercy of God was a key element of the pontificate of Pope John Paul II. He wanted that message of the merciful love of God to reach all men and women and urge the faithful to be witnesses. For this purpose, he raised the chief devotee of Divine Mercy, Sister Faustina Kowalska, to sainthood. Finally, the Holy Father said, "We give thanks to the Lord for giving the Church this faithful and brave servant. We praise and we bless the Virgin Mary for having kept watch incessantly over him and his ministry."
We have remembered with love my venerated predecessor, Pope John Paul II. May his example of joy and courage in his service to the Church inspire us to embrace with hope and generosity the task of being faithful Christians in our daily lives.
Following the Mass, Pope Benedict travelled round St. Peter's Square in the affectionately named Popemobile, waving to the estimated 40,000-strong crowd. I'm Lydia O'Kane.